Hello.
Good evening. My name is Marcos. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anybody in your household work for a media outlet like print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you 18 or older and registered to voter?
Yes.
Okay. And, sir, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I please ask your race? Are you white, African-American, black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, or mixed race?
I'm black.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll definitely vote.
And what is your age? Is your age 55, sir?
Yeah, in November I will be.
November? Okay. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote at all this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10. How motivated are you to vote, sir, from 0 to 10?
10.
Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not closely, or not at all closely?
Very closely.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong as a Democrat?
I'm strong.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Do you strongly approve it, somewhat approve it, or somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Approve. Not strongly, but approve.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied.
And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
They're about the same.
Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. I'm going to read you the list, starting with border security, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, combating division and racism, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, creating more jobs and raising wages, protecting abortion rights, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, improving kindergarten to 12th grade public school education, or reducing crime. You can select up to two from those.
I would select inflation and the cost of goods, and
okay.
Border security is very important too.
Okay. Sir, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which a 100 means that you are very warm and favorable toward them, and 0 means that you are very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. I'm going to go ahead and I'll start right now. Republicans in Congress from 0 to 100, or if you've never heard of them?
I mean, all Republicans in Congress?
Yes, Republicans in Congress, in plural.
I'm cold. I'm not...
Would that be a zero cold or 20? Okay.
Maybe 20.
What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from 0 to 100?
Zero.
What about Joe Biden?
70.
What about Donald Trump?
Zero.
What about Democrats in Congress, in plural?
Around 17.
70. What about Tim Scott?
Tim Scott? 10.
Yes. What about Kamala Harris?
70.
And what about Jill Stein?
Jill Stein. Never heard of her.
Never heard of her. Okay. Give me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
You said you never heard about Jill Stein, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, like I mentioned to you, but if the election for president were held today, sir, and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, independent Jill Stein, or independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, you can say so as well.
Joe Biden.
And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Have you read a lot, some, or only a little, or nothing at all? Or never heard, or have not heard?
I've seen some. I follow a little.
Some? Okay. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration, has it made you feel more or less favorable toward them? Has it made you feel much more favorable toward them, somewhat more favorable toward them, or somewhat less favorable toward them, or much less favorable toward them?
More favorable towards them.
Would that be somewhat more favorable or much more favorable?
Somewhat more favorable.
Okay. And what you have read, seen, or heard, that makes you feel more favorable toward them, toward the Biden administration? Can you please let me know a quick sentence and I'm going to note it down?
Well, he has taken some measures to exercise some more control over the border, which is good. And he's
okay.
Let me see what else I want to say. That's about it.
That's about it. Okay. And, sir, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Have you read, seen, or heard a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
I've heard some.
And has what you read or seen or heard recently about Donald Trump, has it made you feel more or less favorable toward them? Has it made you feel much more favorable toward them, somewhat more favorable toward them, somewhat more unfavorable toward them, or much more favorable toward them?
more unfavorable towards him.
Would that be somewhat or much more unfavorable towards him?
Somewhat. Somewhat more unfavorable towards him.
Okay. That would be somewhat correct. And what you have read, sir, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable toward Donald Trump? Can you provide to me just a quick sentence, please? And I'm going to go ahead and note it down.
He does not respect the Constitution. He said he wants to be a dictator for a day. And he's too much of a, you know, he does not create a facilitate peace. He's always trying to, you know, respond to everything he hears. As the president, you want him to be more diplomatic about stuff instead of being just, you know, using words, calling people's names and stuff like that. I don't like that for my president.
Okay. Okay, has been noted down, sir.
And he never take responsibility for anything. It's always somebody else's fault.
Okay. Now, sir, I would like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to African American to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? You may choose two. I'm gonna read you the list right now. Starting with the cuts of the social safety net, like Social Security, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, stagnant wages and rising costs, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the lack of quality education opportunities, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, rising crime and violence. Please choose up to two that you think is the biggest threat to the African-American community right now.
I know the Supreme Court rolling back rights and stuff like that is a threat. And
the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms?
Yeah, that's a threat. And I don't remember the other ones you read.
I'm gonna go ahead and read them to you once again. The cuts to the social safety net, like Social Security, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the stagnant wages and rising costs, the lack of equality education opportunities, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, or rising crime and violence. You may select just one more.
Yeah, I would choose rise of white nationalism.
Okay. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that issue. I'm going to go ahead and I'll read you some issues, okay, sir? The issues start with the following. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Do you think Biden will do much better or somewhat better, or do you think Trump would do somewhat better or much better at dealing with that issue, with the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms?
I think Joe Biden would be better.
And do you think he would do somewhat better or much better?
He would do much better.
And what about the issue of fixing the immigration system? Do you think Biden would do much better? Biden would do somewhat better. Trump would do somewhat better, or Trump would do much better?
Biden would do much better.
What about the issue of rising crime and violence? Do you think Biden would do much better at dealing with that issue? Biden would do somewhat better, or Trump would do somewhat better, or Trump would do much better?
Trump might do better.
And will he do much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
Okay. And what about the issue of growing the U.S. economy? Do you think Biden would do much better or somewhat better, or Trump would do somewhat better or much better?
Biden would do much better.
Okay. What about the issue of tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs? Do you think Biden would do much better or somewhat better, or Trump would do somewhat better or much better?
Biden would do much better.
Okay. What about the issue of the rise of white supremacy and nationalism? Do you think Biden would do much better, Biden would do somewhat better, or Trump would do somewhat better or much better?
Biden would do somewhat better.
Okay. And generally speaking, sir, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war, does it make you feel more or less favorable toward them on how he's handling it right now? Do you think it makes you feel much more favorable toward them, somewhat more favorable, or somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable on how he's dealing with the Gaza-Israel war?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, and as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair? Do you think it was very fair, somewhat unfair, or very unfair?
It was fair. Very fair.
Yeah, very fair. Okay.
Yep.
And since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement? Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media, sir? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
Okay. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? From YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, or X, or other?
YouTube.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduates from college or vocational certificates, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.?
Some college.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm divorced, living with a partner now.
Divorced. Okay. And do you have any children 18 years or of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
And would that be somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
And how often do you attend church or religious services, sir? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly or more than half or about half or less than half or hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Hardly any.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live in? Is it urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States, sir?
Yes.
And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
Yes.
And were you born outside of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
This actually concludes our survey, sir. I want to thank you so much for your participation. Remember that your opinion is super important. Okay, sir? You have yourself a wonderful night.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.